This podcast is a Bendigedig Media production.
Hi, I'm David Cottrell, and you are listening to a Touchline Rant podcast.
Hello and welcome everyone to episode 204 of A Touchline Rant. Yes, we've been doing these things for 204 episodes. I'm Mitchell Gaird. I'm back this week. I'm also joined by two lovely co-hosts. Firstly, Luke Smalley. Yeah, unfortunately, he's back. Say hello, Luke. How you been?
Hello. I've been very well watching the continued demise of Chelsea Football Club.
So there you go. It took about 5 seconds for him to annoy a fan set this week. You're trying to go for a new record, aren't you, mate?
Well, it's deserved. more of that in a minute.
And after a very mediocre debut, we thought we'd invite her back for a second go because we do believe in second chances on this thing. So, Cassie, welcome back.
Hello. You can't see me flip Mitchell off right now, but I am.
A little peek behind the fourth wall there. Cassie is giving me the bird. But yeah, you know, good luck. You know, we'll give you another chance. How have you been?
I'll try my best this week, okay? Yeah. I'm good.
All right, no, it is, in all seriousness, it is good to have you back. So we're gonna talk Chelsea again. Let's go straight in with Chelsea as Luke gave us a little prelude there with his opinions on Chelsea Football Club. We all know them, but yeah, there's more developments this week. Mr. Abramovich has been hit hard by the long arm of the UK government. So Chelsea, that's a phrase I wouldn't thought I'd say.
The long arm of the UK government. Sorry,
exactly.
Only electing prime ministers based on the length of their arms.
Exactly. So Chelsea, yeah, they cannot make any sign-ins anymore. They cannot renew contracts. They've got, it's like 25,000 limit on their travel as well. They're going to be getting a mega bus to European games. They've got Lille obviously in the Champions League, but if they're going somewhere a bit further, might have to hop on the old megabus. Sponsors are dropping out. Three, obviously the biggest of those, wanted to come off the shirts. And obviously match days as well. They've got, policing and catering staff and all that to cover on match days, but they've got limits on that too. So I'm going to start. So we all know, Luke, your opinions on Chelsea, but we'll save that again for a minute. We're going to go to Cassie first.
Oh, yeah, you're the Spurs fan.
Yeah, I'm really sad to see all this happening. Really, really sad.
Yeah. Do you think those sanctions are fair, firstly? Do you think that's reasonable that they're hit that hard?
I think it's crossed a bit of a line, isn't it? It's gone from we're trying to hit Abramovich as hard as possible to we're just trying to absolutely fuck Chelsea Football Club. the thing that gets me, though, is who are they employing for their PR team? Because, we were all sympathetic. Look, I like to see it as much as the other clubs do, but, I don't particularly want to see them go into administration. Then they come out and they try and fuck over Middlesbrough. And so it's because of integrity of the club. Chelsea Football Club and integrity is like Kurt Zouma to Cat's Protection. The two don't go together. Like, it's absolutely farcical. So I've got no sympathy for them now.
Yeah, okay. And, there's a lot of their fans are saying, look, there's a lot of other clubs that have got, naming no names, Newcastle. They've probably got dodgy owners as well. And they feel it's a bit unfair that they're being singled out. They feel that obviously Abramovich has been allowed to own Chelsea for this long without any issues. He's now been hit hard, obviously, with the situation, with the war in Ukraine. Luke, do you think that they are, do you think they've got a point? Do you think that they are, that this, you know, that should have been stopped earlier? And if he is now owns the club and all of this money's invested and all these jobs on the line, you know, people who are, you know, just, you know, Janice in the kitchen that might be affected. Do you think that that's that it's fair that this is now affecting, you know, the whole of the club because of one man essentially?
There's, I want to be quite clear on this because the amount I constantly get abuse off Chelsea fans. Right, my view, what I first of all, first part of that point is when they, you look at the other owners of football clubs. To me, people saying, oh, well, Abramovich has done this, but look at what Newcastle's owners and Man City's owners. That's like saying, what's the worst crime you can commit as a person? Okay, right, murder's the worst. Anything less than murder we'll overlook. We know there may be owners of other football clubs who are more problematic than Abramovich, but he's still problematic.
Yeah.
You still need to remove that element. So the issue that I have with this is I do think it's now impacting people who it shouldn't impact. You know, it will. I know they're saying they want to let Chelsea continue as much as possible and not let it impact them. Well, you're not letting them buy players. You're not letting them re-sign players onto contracts. You're not doing any of this. So how can they continue? Because you're not allowing them to perform as a football club, which is to bring in fresh players every few years and recycle. If you don't allow them to do that, you're not allowing them to function as a football club.
There's a way of hitting Abramovich's pockets, isn't there, without them absolutely crippling the football club. Like, all they've got to do is stop that cash flow from one to the other. They can do that. Of course they can do that. But instead, like you said, they're hitting the people that don't deserve to be hit. And he's going to sell the club and they're going to be left with the damage that's been created. And that's not going to go away.
No. And this is the thing with the Chelsea are not going to get an owner like Abramovich who will pump 1.5 billion into it. Well, billions and billions and billions into it. Lose 90 million a year, but still continue to pump as much money in and then not ask for that money to be given back to him. They're not going to find one. The other thing is that that money that he's now owed by Chelsea, because of the way the contract works now and the way the sanctions work, he would have to be paid back that money by Chelsea because that's what he's owed. And they need all money backwards and forwards to be on the books. So they'd have to get it from Chelsea, 1.5 billion back into his bank account, then seize that money. And it's like, right, you're literally just taking, you're crippling a football club and an entity that's been around for ages and won loads of trophies and has been really successful. And let's be honest, changed the face of football in world over when Abramovich bought him. It made anything seem possible then, because you're like, oh my God, Chelsea are buying everyone. Yeah. And it was like football manager football. You know, it's like playing FIFA career mode. You can buy anyone you want because you just get all the this money. You know, it was real life. And it was great. It was loads of fun. But have I got a bigger issue with other owners? Yes, I have. I still, though, if it's going to happen to any club, Chelsea fans Chelsea fans do themselves no favours. Do you know what I mean? That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. I'm not tarring everyone with the same brush. But when it's certain incidents happen, before you know what football club it involves, you go, I bet you this is fucking Chelsea. I bet.
Luke, you're not helping your title of CEO of We Hate Chelsea Football Club fan.
Well,
your t-shirt's in the post.
Exactly. Now, you both touched on it there with the ownership, but how does, I'll start with you, Cassie, how does this end? Because it's going to be difficult. There are obviously interested buyers in Chelsea. Can you see, because obviously the fans are fearing that they're going to drop right down, that they're going to have to, they're going to be going back up the leagues like a Rangers. But is it simply that they'll find a buyer and things will be all right? Or what? How do you think this ends for Chelsea? Is this...
I just can't see this being a quick resolution. Like, all bids are in by Friday, right? But then that's taken months to go through that, the financials of it, you know, making sure they're viable buyers. This isn't, you're not popping to Tesco and picking up a meal deal. Like, you're buying a £1.5 billion football club. Like,
imagine coming home and, like, his wife looking at him. Like, what's his name? Steve Randall. Where you been? You only went out for petrol. I bought Chelsea.
Yeah, that's basically what Conor McGregor's doing, though, right? He, like, WhatsApped his wife, like, should we buy... Sorry, how is that a conversation you're having?
I know.
I think it's going to be a long, long process to sell this club. I do think the government are going to have to buckle on it because it's a very public matter. And I think, like we've said, this is hitting people that don't deserve to be hit. And I think that pressure is going to be put back on the government, and they are going to have to try and divide that up and hit Abramovich and not just hit, you know, Karen in the canteen, like we've just said. It's not nice.
That's right. Yeah. Do you agree with that, Luke? Do you think that they're going to have to
come to some sort of arrangement? Because, you know, little Deirdre, who works in the tea rooms and has worked there for 35 years, she's never been to, she doesn't even know where bloody Moscow is. Do you know what I mean? She couldn't pick it out on a map. So these are the people that you need to protect. It's all well and good us laughing about Abramovich and Chelsea fans. It's fine. What I want Chelsea to do is remain as an entity, but then forever to be in peril. That's what I want. Because then the club exists. No one loses their job, but the fans are always annoyed.
So, like, the players have to go to every away game on EasyJet and things like that.
Yeah.
Everything. You're on your way to Iron App and you're sat next to Thomas Tuchel.
Just be careful about that extra luggage, you know. Don't go over the limit. So you cannot go over those. If it won't go in the hold all, then I'm sorry, Mendy, you're not coming on.
I'm telling you, you'll start seeing all of Chelsea. They'll be sharing AirPods next.
Lads, we can't stretch to that big hand luggage. We've got to stick to the small one, okay? Handbags only. Get your pants in there.
Good stuff. All right, well, we'll move on from Chelsea. But like you said, I think we're going to... This situation's going to rumble for quite a while. But
the first thing we've done 3 weeks in a row is talk Chelsea.
It's Chelsea, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. There you go.
I'm getting grief. Like, I get grief from
we just
Chelsea
like
fans.
To put you through it. We like to put your head above the parapet, Luke, and or on the chopping block with Chelsea fans. we're going to talk about the league table actually, and a few little predictions. So it's hotting up actually at the top and the bottom. I'm going to start with the bottom actually. So bottom three places at the moment: 18th of Watford, 19th of Burnley, 20th of Norwich, but I think probably fair to say that all the way up until, well, Newcastle, who've been on an amazing run, they've won sort of three of the last four, and they're up in 14th with 31 points. And then you've got Brentford 30, Leeds 26, huge win against Norwich, and Everton in big trouble on 17th on 22, just outside, only ahead of Watford on goal difference now. Luke, I'll start with you. I think Newcastle have shown the last few weeks that you can pull yourself out of there. Watford, huge win at Southampton as well. It's hotting up. Do you think that our bottom three, Norwich, Burnley, Watford, are they the ones that you can see down there at the end of the season in those bottom three places? Or do you think that the likes of Everton are in huge trouble?
Right, so Norwich is shit, are fucked. Yeah. Let's see. So that's
are they there? Are they? Five points? Fucked. Are they? Yeah, okay. All right.
Nah, they're done.
Just playing devil's advocate.
They,
yeah.
No, they are dead. They've been taken down the mine and they didn't survive. Right. They're gone. I think the other two, eventually, when it all settles down, when you look at the fixtures, I think Leeds will not go down. They've got Rafinha. That won't happen. He's too good to get relegated. He'll keep him up. You've got Burnley are the ones which get me. Burnley are in trouble because
they got a couple of games in hand, though.
They have got a couple of games in hand. But the problem is, when they have to play those games in hand, they will still remain Burnley. So this is the issue. They've got extra fixtures, but they do not turn into Atletico Madrid.
For those games in hand.
They don't suddenly be like, you know, they don't turn up and it's like, fuck me, it's like, there's Griezmann over there. It's, I think they need to get a few wins together. They've got some games coming up. They've got Man City, you know, whatever. They're not going to beat Man City. They can make it difficult for Man City and maybe get a scrappy headed goal, but that's the best that they could hope for. They've got, who else have they got after? They've got Norwich coming up, I believe. Game after next.
They've not got a bad run, actually, you know, because they've got Wolves, Watford, Villa, Spurs.
Yeah. That's a big old setter.
They've got a better run than Leeds do. And they're not getting the wins that Leeds are, but they have got a better run. I mean, Leeds are basically having to play three of the top four.
Yeah, I suppose then Burnley, looking at their fixtures, if they can get a win or two, they're the ones you could see getting a run, potentially. I just worry where those wins are going to come from with them.
Yeah.
With Leeds, I think they could win just as much as they could lose 4-0. And
yeah,
very much like Swansea. You know, so it's fine because it's fun to watch. You know, it's fun football. Who else we got? Oh, Everton. How funny would that be? Sorry, any Everton fans, but imagine Lampard. That man, this is why Abramovich should be sanctioned. He gave that man a job.
Well, they've got a huge game, haven't they, against Newcastle on the weekend.
Yeah.
Cassie, do you think Everton... Could they go down? There's no such thing as too good to go down. And they're not that good, are they, to be honest?
I haven't got them down to go down. So I've basically said Norwich are buggered. They're down the mine, as Lucas put it. I think Watford with the lineup, the next couple of matches they've got. I mean, they've just had that huge win against Southampton, which was great, but I just can't see it being enough. And they've got no games in hand as well. And then I have put Leeds over Burnley, I think, are gonna go down. I just don't know. I think
it's tricky. I think
those two are so tight. I think it's one or the other.
I think that at Leeds is interesting because I'm not as confident as you, Luke, that they'll stay up either. Mm. I think, yeah, they've got some quality there, but even the win against Norwich, God, they made hard work of it, didn't they?
Yeah, they
really
did.
And yeah. Look, they've got a new coach coming in, but they haven't exactly had the saying goes, the new manager bounce, really, have they? They got thumped by Villa, obviously lost the first game at Leicester as well. And then, yeah, it's Norwich, you know, and to be honest, home to Norwich, those if they're not winning that, they're in, you know, they're really in trouble. Brentford, to be honest, a couple of games ago, I'd have said Brentford were in trouble, but they've... Two wins on the bounce now.
Their fixtures turn, though. Their fixtures turn.
They do. Are they? Is it just up to Brentford? Do you think Newcastle are safe now? Have you seen enough? Cassie, do you think there's enough from Newcastle you've seen to say that their house got them out of that danger zone now?
Yeah, I think even maybe Brentford are kind of... I know they're not strictly safe, but I do think looking at it, I'd say from Brentford up, I can't see anyone else going down. I don't think Everton will, just going back to that. I mean, look, they've had a terrible run recently, but they've got the three games in hand still versus, you know, I think Burnley have only got two in hand. So even so, if they scrape by one point here and there, they're kind of going to secure their position there. I think Brentford have done enough. They seem to have a good bit of energy going at the moment as well, with, you know, Eriksen being in, and that's all very positive, and he's a phenomenal player. Like, just to have him in, even not fully fit, the confidence that's going to bring to that squad is enough to keep them up.
Yeah,
it'll be just the tonic after 2020 and 2021 to have Christian Eriksen keep Brentford up.
Yeah,
sign another, stay on at the club, and then get them to like conference European spots, you know, challenging mid table.
He's definitely made a difference, isn't he?
And you can see Ivan Tony, Christian Eriksen, and Bueno, these players just thriving in the Premier League. They make good additions. That'd be brilliant. Christian Eriksen in the middle, his happy little face. Brandon Williams giving him a hug, you know. Christian Eriksen. I'd like Christian Eriksen to win the Premier League more than I'd like Man United to.
Oh, I agree. I'll agree.
Well,
with
I know
you
which
on
is
that.
More likely. Probably Everton, Man United at the moment. So I think the other thing is Everton do, they've got some of those big games at home as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
I think they've got Burnley at home as well. So they've got some home fixtures. They have got those games. And you think that Goodison Park crowd, you know, they might just sort of pull them through. So go on, Cassie, what did you have for your bottom three?
So I had, working at, from the bottom, I've got Norwich, you're gone. And then I'm going Watford. And then I hate to say it, but Leeds, which I'll be sad to see if it does happen. But, you know.
What are you saying, Luke? I know you've probably given terrible predictions at the start of the season, but now you're getting another shot at it here. What looking at the table, you think Norwich, you said, what do you say, Burnley was the other
bottom
one?
Bottom up, as I like it. Bottom up is Canaries. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. And then Sandy Ball Bag, Sean Dyche.
All right, okay. We'll see. We shall see. But it's very interesting down there. Equally interesting is the top after Palace taking 4 points from Man City this season. Man City failed to score against Palace in both games. Obviously, they won 2-0 at the Etihad and a 0-0, which is a great watch, actually. If you didn't see the game, I really enjoyed that. Palace dug in a lot. It was sort of back to the wall at times, but they had a few opportunities on the counter as well. But it now means that Man City lead Liverpool by 4 points. But Liverpool do have a game in hand, so they could close the gap to 1 point. They actually played twice before Man City play, actually, Liverpool in the league. So by the time Man City play in the league next, Liverpool could be top of the league. Luke, I'm going to start with you. This could end up going to the wire, couldn't it?
The fact that Man City still have to play Liverpool at the Etihad, as a football fan, makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I would much rather, you know, a gas leak than that game happen. But...
I wonder what you're going to say there. And Gatlick was not top of the list. Like, I was thinking, what's he going to say?
Gatlick. No, right. As a Man United fan, the Liverpool versus Man City fighting up for the league title. There's, do you know what I mean?
It's there's like, nothing worse.
No, it's horrific, Mitch. It makes me
like
cry.
Walking in on your parents having sex, yeah?
Yeah, I would. That wasn't where I was going. I was going to say something, but I forget that I need to filter myself sometimes. So I went with Gatlick. but it's great that they have to play each other because that fixture's at the Etihad. I'm actually going to say that I still think the momentum is with Man City. I think Liverpool will push them and it'll be close, but I think Man City, Pep will just be like, right, stop pissing around now. Palace, do you know what I mean? That Palace have been good. You and I, Mitch, both were guilty of saying on our prediction show way back in August that we thought Vieira was in for the shout of being the first manager sacked.
He did, yeah.
And he has done a phenomenal job. That's based, though, on how shit he actually turned out to be in Ligue 1 as a manager. You know, that's based on fact. It wasn't us just not liking him. So I feel like we, you know, I didn't think any of us saw Palace coming. Ligue 1, but they're not Man City. Pep, I bet he was seething.
He didn't make a sub. He was, which is crazy. I mean, he was like, right, no, you guys have got to get it done. Cassie, Luke said that he still thinks momentum is with City in this run-in. What are you saying? What do you reckon? Do you think Liverpool are going to usurp them at the top?
No, I agree with Luke entirely. I think what is Pep good at is this now. It's down to the wire. It's under pressure. Liverpool are going to have that little bit of an advantage playing the games at front. But I just think that's when he's at his best and that's when he's managing best. And I do think they're just going to... Liverpool are on a very good run at the moment. They, you know, they've not lost. Man City on a bit of a ropey run. But I just still think they're gonna take everything now from this final run. And I think they'll go maybe a point, 2 points in it. But they'll take it.
Yeah. And I think that when you're dealing with a run that's this close, I mean, the fact that Liverpool have got to go to the Etihad, as Luke said as well, probably, you know, you could see City in recent times where they've beaten Liverpool at the Etihad. You can see it happening.
Can I open myself up to potential ridicule on a future episode?
Yes, please.
Are you not going to predict United are going to win the league again, are you?
No. No.
Spurs?
Go on.
Liverpool do have to play United as well.
Oh, Luke.
Now, let me paint you a picture.
Think about this before you speak.
Could United cause an upset at Anfield?
Get out.
just for everyone to know, I've got my head in my hands and Mitch is physically sweating as Luke was saying those words out. We both just sat here in utter horror at what he was about to say.
Do you want me to add to the horror of what I've just done?
Yeah, go on.
Literally, as I was saying that, this will time mark this conversation, but as I said that, Atletico Madrid scored against
us. Go. That's what you get for making rash comments.
Right, forget what I said. Liverpool are going to win. They've got to play United. They'll sort their goal difference out. They'll go put another six past us. Triple captain Salah, because he's also got a double game week.
All right, well, so we got one and two, I think, is probably pretty clear. Let's look at the other European places then, because at least we can pretend that Cassie has some involvement in this with Spurs.
I'm not going to tell you where I put them in my run-up, because even I know it's ridiculous, but I just couldn't not do it.
Mitch, if you carry on, Cassie is going to flip you so many birds, you're going to have to talk about Avery.
So Chelsea are in third position at the moment. We've talked enough about Chelsea. Arsenal are on a right odd streak at the moment, haven't they? Five wins in a row. They're into fourth place. They've actually got three games in hand on Man United in fourth place. I mean, come on, Arsenal. Even surely. I know it's going to pain to say, Cassie, but Arsenal, it looks like they're going to make top four. What do you reckon?
I actually can't bring the words out of my mouth because they look so good right now and it really upsets me. I mean, I have indeed put them as fourth place in my prediction.
Have you got Chelsea third, Arsenal fourth?
I've got Man City first, Liverpool second, Chelsea third, Arsenal fourth. I just can't see them losing the form. They're looking stronger and into that Liverpool game. I think that's going to be it's a tough one. I can't see that being a big scorer because I think the form both clubs are in is fantastic. Mm. I think that's maybe going to be a 1-1 draw.
They did well against, because I'm Arsenal, I suppose one of the things that always leveled at Arsenal is they kind of, when they come up against the teams around them, they haven't got a good record in recent years. And although they lost, though, I'm thinking back to the game when they played Man City at home and they actually, I think they lost 2-1 and there was a sending off, I think, in that game as well. But they actually gave them a really good game. And I actually thought if they play anything like that, if the crowd are up for it like that, Liverpool come into the Etihad and they said the Emirates, I think they've got a chance, haven't they? I mean, but they really don't even need to, even if they don't win that game, the game's in hand. Arteta's got them in a strong position, isn't he?
Yeah, that's the thing. It just looks like quite a comfortable run for them now. Like I said, even if they do step off the gas a bit with the games in hand and the form they've currently got, yeah, they look quite comfortable going into that fourth place. I don't quite think they're in the position to pit Chelsea because Chelsea are obviously on a very similar form as well. But I do think, unfortunately, they'll finish above us for.
All right, so we'll go to the other positions, European positions, in a bit with you, Cassie. But Luke, do you agree? Do you think Chelsea third, Arsenal fourth, as it stands, or can you see someone getting in there?
The only possible way that I can see the top four changing, really, out of those four teams, is if this Chelsea thing impacts them more than we expect and their morale drops and their form drops with it and Arsenal turn out to actually be Arsenal. And do what they always do and just chuck it in the bin late in the day. They do an Arsenal. And
I said, would love that because they're filming
literally,
all or nothing.
It could be that Spurs, United definitely won't finish top four. Spurs could because Kane is now back on a little bit of form, been playing well, that game against City. Well, if Arsenal turn out to be Arsenal and Chelsea drop off a cliff, Spurs could sleepwalk into the top four and be like, what the
hell?
They
got two games in hand as well.
You know? Yeah. They're not the best games in hand, granted, but, you know, it is a decent place to be right now with Spurs, I would argue, because Arsenal are Arsenal. We just do it every year. Everybody falls for it. Fucking March, Arsenal. Everyone goes, oh my God, Arsenal are really playing well. Oh, they're good. They could finish top four. And then they turn out to be Arsenal and they finish ninth and everyone goes, sack the manager. This happens. Water is wet.
I know. Yeah. No, it's definitely feasible. Yeah. The games in hand are.
But all that being said, I think Arsenal will finish fourth.
So Luke's talking up your Spurs there, Cassie. Where do you see Spurs finishing? Are they going to make it? So they're just outside the European places in eighth at the moment. Are you feeling bullish about a Europa spot?
I'm feeling very bullish about a Europa spot. I've put them in fifth.
Oh, there you go.
I've
you sure?
Just ahead of United. I'm pretty confident. I mean, this is coming from the girl that puts a tenner on them when the league every year. So, you know, but, you know, we're 6 points off fourth. We've got 11 games to go, two games in hand to Arsenal. I'm liking our chances. Harry Kane's in a good run. Son, I don't know where he was the last game. Like, he seemed to not be there. But, you know, he'll be back to best very quickly. And I do think I can't face the Europa Conference again. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be watching Albanian games. I just can't. I can't do it.
Again, just to sort of answer a question that hasn't been asked my end, but I agree. I concur. Because when you look at the other teams, you know, like, West Ham will be a bigger challenge to Spurs finishing fifth than Man United will. I'm fully expecting United to be about sixth or seventh, potentially. Mm. Wolves could turn up and win 2-0, but they could also lose 3-0. You know, it's a weird one with Wolves. They have a run of bad form in them.
Mm. I think West Ham and Wolves, like, yeah, I agree with that with Wolves. And West Ham, you have to worry slightly because they... How long's Bowen out for? He's still probably
This is why I think Spurs will overtake both of them in the table and finish above them. Because Wolves have got these runs. West Ham are probably the biggest threat you'd imagine. But Bowen's injured and Antonio went off the other game. Yeah. I haven't read anything about it, but Antonio went off injured. If they lose Antonio and they lose Bowen, where are the goals coming from? You've got players who will chip in like Lanzini and Yarmolenko with one or two, but there's no one who's going to be hitting the form that they need. Declan Rice will be passing to, you know, statues for a large
time. You've got to feel that they've got, you know, I mean, obviously they're the second leg coming up in Europe and they're 1-0 down that leg, Sevilla, but they have had a long, you know, they've had a tough season, haven't they? And there's a lot of games and I think they're looking like they're a little bit stretched at the moment.
Yeah.
I think I could definitely see them dropping out. All right. So you got, so Luke, then gone. So I know you're top four. You're going, what's Spurs your five, fifth. Six, seven?
Spurs fifth.
Yeah.
Which
Cassie's got as well. Yeah. Go probably, on, six and seven for you.
I don't know what I want to say Wolves or West Ham sixth. I think United seventh.
Oof.
I think West Ham. Oh no, maybe Wolves. I don't know. Burnley.
Brentford, come on.
Cassie, have you got? So you got Spurs in fifth. What do you say? Sixth. So who else is getting that other Europa spot in sixth for you?
I've gone for United in sixth.
Yeah.
And I've backed the Hammers in seventh. They'll probably beat us this weekend, and you know,
I think I'm pretty similar to yours, Cassie. I might just put United in front of Spurs, but yeah, we'll go with that.
I just the only issue is there's so many at the minute you can't really judge because you've got things the variables. How long Bowen out for? How long is Antonio out for?
Mm.
Is Jimenez going to hit form? Blah blah blah. This is interesting. Right, yeah.
This is what happens. You've got to make a prediction, you know, based on all the evidence, Luke. We're not going to come back to you next week when you've got more info and do another one. So,
we've moved on, Luke. Come on.
We've moved on. So speaking of moving on, don't ruin my segue. We are going to move on to the Championship, which is my favourite place. It's the best league in the world, as we all know. And it is where my boys play, Nottingham Forest. The Championship's pretty, it is mental anyway. We know it's mental. It's mental every year. But just to emphasise the point, in the mentalness this year, it's if you look at fourth position, which is Queen's Park Rangers at the moment, of 59 points, down to 14th, Preston North End on 51 points. So 8 points is separating fourth to 14th.
That's
which is
ridiculous.
Just
insane.
Bonkers. Mm. That's basically for the Premier League right there. And, you know, this is where the big boys play. But I'm going to ask a different question. I'm going to ask a very loaded question to you, Cassie. Aren't you just fed up with people like Fulham and Bournemouth going up and down and same old faces again? We don't want to see them again, do we? What do you think? Do you want those clowns back in the Premier League? What's your view on the Championship?
I mean, normally I'd agree that these teams that go up one season, down the next, it's like, okay, come on, guys, we get it. But Fulham this season have been unbelievable. Like, they deserve fully to come up, even just for a season. I don't mind because they 100% deserve it. I mean, Mitrovic alone.
He's a cheat code, isn't he, in the Championship? He's not fair, is he?
It's just, I'm very interested to see if that translates next season. Because if it does, it'll be something to watch. Like, let's wait and see. It doesn't often translate over, but it would be a great, great season if they do. Good on him.
Him and Fulham are trying to get out of purgatory, which is that space between the Championship and the Premier League.
Do you know what that purgatory is called?
What is it called?
The Darren Huckabee Zone. Because you're forever perpetually too good to be in one division but too shit to be in the other.
Fair enough. No, that's fine. I do agree. Fulham have been really good. Bournemouth are sort of hanging on, although they're like Arsenal, they've got a lot of games in hand at the moment. I'm gonna ask you, because it's balmy, rather than who you think's going to go up, because we've done the predictions. Who would you want to see go up? Who would be a breath of fresh air in the Premier League?
Genuinely,
Forest. Oh, I'll slip you a tenner in the
pen. It has to. Nottingham Forest, as you are well aware, Mitchell, have a very special place in my heart because of our mutual love of Brian Clough and Peter Taylor and that glorious team that they were in charge of. When was the last time you were in the Premier League? When was the last time you were in the top?
It was like 2001, I think.
It doesn't feel that long ago because I remember the days of Stuart Pearce because I'm now pretty much old, really, apparently. But I remember the days of Stuart Pearce and Steve Stone and all these players as well. And it just feels that it's time that they came back into the Premier League.
Yeah, okay. I like that. Well, of course I'm going to like that answer. Who else then? Give me a couple more names. Who do you want to see? Who else do you want to see there?
I'm not against a Preston.
Yeah, okay.
That would be an interesting... I mean, they'd get massacred next season. But...
Luton. It'd be a bloodbath.
Luton, would be nice, you know.
Obviously, we know a couple of Luton fans, don't we? Yeah.
Cherished by, you know, friend of the podcast, mate, Mr. Jamie McGowan.
Yeah.
You know, basically what I don't want to do is what happens all the bloody time in that, oh, look, here comes Fulham. Here they come.
They're coming. Really I'm good. Telling you now, they're coming, whether you like or not, because it's 78 points. They're definitely on the way. They're imminent.
Yeah, so. Luke, you've got no choice in that, I'm afraid.
There is an inevitability of Fulham coming up to the Premier League final. What I don't want to happen then.
Like death and taxes.
Basically what it is flushing the toilet, going, not to be vulgar, but flushing the toilet, going, bye. And then something else comes back up the bowl to replace it. What is it? Fucking West Brom.
Oh, don't listen now. West Brom.
Never late. West Brom are not in the Premier League. And then,
I'm very thankful for Steve Bruce because he's ballsed up that job so far. And I'm so grateful because if West Brom somehow get back in the Premier League next season, and it's West Brom, Fulham and Bournemouth, I think I'm just going to throw myself off a cliff. It's just going to be like...
That would do me in. That would finish me off.
It's like a trick. If that happened, it'd be like a trick of cards where you can see all these different teams that are in amongst it and all the points. They're all close together. And then suddenly go, made you look at Luton. Made you look at Blackburn Rovers. No, here they are again. Here it is.
Surprise.
Three cards. It's Fulham, Bournemouth and West Brom again.
Blackburn Rovers would be nice to get back in the Premier League.
I'd like to see Sheffield United.
Sheffield United. Who you rooting for? So we'll say Fulham's a given; they're inevitable. Two other teams. Who've got the full support of This Is Cassie behind?
I would like to see. I'm sorry, Mitch. I'm sorry in advance. It's Sheffield United for me because I just think Billy Sharp looks like that guy you see down the pub on a Friday night. And it's like, he's had his chips already at like 8 o'clock and it's down the front of his shirt, you know, like I just love him so much. And that, did you see the Gibbs White goal last week as well?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Just
Gibbs White is a great talent.
Brilliant.
Such a good
brilliant
player.
Football at the moment. And then the other one for me, because I think the keeper is fantastic.
Go on.
Is Huddersfield Town.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, just like...
I wouldn't mind Huddersfield back in the Premier League.
Yep. Up and coming English keeper, looking very good. And also, how hilarious that Huddersfield Town could be, you know, welcoming Man City into the ground. It's just fantastic. It's what we need to see.
They've done really well, actually, Huddersfield Town. And
I don't want to sit on the fence. I'm saying Forest and Luton. That's my two, then.
Oh. You? Okay, that's your two. Don't you call us Notts Forest. And listen, I'm going to be flipping you, but it's Nottingham. Not Notts County. That's
it.
Good cards marked.
I didn't write them off, though. Okay.
All right, so that's the Barmy Championship. We'll come back to it, I'm sure, later in the season.
I can't wait for the playoffs. The playoffs are going to be insane.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Amazing.
It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be lots of people going to be going in doing the old okey-cokey in those four playoff places between now and the end of the season a million times. Watch your space. You can't throw a blanket over half the league. It's going to be, it's going to be great. Best league in the world, Championship.
Right. It's the best league in the world. It's the only one that doesn't have Man United in, and also I don't play fantasy football for. So the Championship cannot depress me.
It can't depress you. Yeah, and there's no people being Spursy. Well, there are, but they're not being completely Spursy. They're only going half Spursy in the Championship. Brilliant. All right, that's great. I think that's plenty for this week. But we always do it at any other business, as you know, on the show. So Cassie, do you have any other business for this week's show?
I have no other business for this show. Okay. I'm not coming back next week because you've insulted me twice. So piss off the lot.
Nice. Nice. Look at this, Dad.
Very good. Luke, any other business to follow that up with?
If Cassie's not coming back, I'm done. I'm not.
That's it. Just need to walk out, Luke. Fuck him.
All right, I might give Mr. Abramovich a call and see if I can get him on next week. He's not up to match. He can't even be a chairman.
So I just want to say, come back next week where Cassie and I are starting our own podcast called The Halfway Line Natter.
Halfway Line Natter. A chin wag at the corner flag.
Yeah. Oh, can we have that? That's actually really good.
That's good, isn't it? It rhymes as well.
Chin that was off the dope. This is why you do PR and comms, Mitch.
How good was that? You got to admit, that was good.
That was quick as well.
Chin wag at the corner flag. That's great. I'm just going to go check.
He's writing it down.
Down. There we are. I'll be back next week with a chin wag at the corner flag. All right. Thank you very much, both. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Bye.
Touchline rap. This is a touchline rap. A touchline rap. Oh, touchline rap.
This podcast is a Bendy Geddig Media production.